is what democracy looks like. Yeah.
The message was clear at the People's Climate March in Boston.
Yes, indeed. We are the leaders that we've been waiting for. We can't wait for these...
Thousands rallied on Boston Common on April 29th, but in September 2014, nearly 500,000 people crammed the avenues of New York for the first People's Climate March to urge the nations to take bold action on global warming. It was the eve of the UN Climate Summit, and the Living on Earth team was there. I was hanging out at 46th Street and 6th Avenue, and the atmosphere was joyful, almost like a carnival parade. There was a Balkan jazz band, there were singers, and many familiar chants repurposed.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Fossil fuels have got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Fossil fuels have got to go! Hey, hey!
The organisers had wanted a big tent, because what's happening to the climate affects everybody. More than 50,000 students marched. Over 1,500 different organisations were there. There was a strong labour contingent, including many from the Domestic Workers Alliance, brandishing brooms and mops. And there were anti-nuclear campaigners, veterans for peace, many different faith groups, and Native Americans.
I represent the Halawasapony Nation of Hollister, North Carolina. It's important because we are nature. We are the air, the earth, not just indigenous people, but all people. We share this communal earth, and we're here fighting for climate justice, not just for us, but for all people, especially our future generations.
Native Americans and Canadian First Nations were leading the march, along with some of the other communities most affected by global warming, island nations, and people on the front lines who've already experienced weather extremes. People like Kathy Sykes from Jackson, Mississippi.
I'm here because we as a people have to come together to do something about climate change. Mississippi has seen the brunt of it with Hurricane Katrina. We still have not recovered. We've had a big oil spill in the Gulf Coast. It's terrible. So we are here fighting, trying to do whatever we can to draw attention to the need to stop climate change and save our world.
And it seemed the nations were listening. The size and determination of the People's March helped spur the momentum toward the crucial UN Climate Conference of Parties, COP21, in Paris in December 2015. Urgency, diplomacy, and arm-twisting all helped persuade nearly 200 countries to sign on to the final Paris Agreement.
This is a tremendous victory for all of our citizens, not for any one country or any one bloc, but for everybody here who has worked so hard to bring us across the finish line. It's a victory for all of the planet and for future generations.
John Kerry, then Secretary of State, had put U.S. credibility on the line to make this deal happen, and his rosy optimism was shared by the Climate Change Commissioner for the European Union, Miguel Arias Cañete.
With this agreement, we can stop global warming below the 2 degrees or 1.5. Without it, the temperature will be increasing year by year. Now, we are in a pathway for 3 degrees. But if we raise the level of ambition over time, we will be able to stop global warming below 2 degrees. And that's what the world needs.
But the level of ambition to tackle or even accept scientific consensus about the threat of global warming seems to have evaporated in Washington since January this year. It was partly disappointment at new administration policies and an increasing sense of the dangers for the planet without action that brought thousands back onto the streets in 370 communities in the US and many more overseas for another People's Climate March on April 29th.
We are here because there is no Planet B. There's no backup plan if we ruin this earth that we have.
The Reverend Mariama White-Hammond kicked off the rally in Boston with a message of urgency and unity.
No matter how many divisions there are across lines of race, religion, class, gender expression, immigration status, no matter how many divisions, we are bound together on this one planet.
health workers, vegans, faith groups, teachers, students, activists for employment and climate justice joined worried citizens to rally for an end to fossil fuels and raise the alarm about climate-related hazards that affect Boston and many coastal cities.
We basically live on an ocean and we may not have a waterfront soon.
There were the familiar handmade signs, Mother Nature says, cool it, and CO2 is like a bad relative who won't leave for hundreds of years. Even a dog named Ulysses wearing a sign that read, yo people, stop with the carbon. There were fiery speeches and music, but overall a bleaker mood than the first People's Climate March in New York in 2014.
I mean, that march was just incredible. It was such an upswell of energy for the climate movement. Now there's more of a fear that things won't be heard, even though we're speaking. But there's more of a need even now, I think, than in 2014. There's more of a sense that we're up against something really big.
Climate science hasn't changed much in the last 3 years, but the political climate has undergone a sea change. The new administration is determined to roll back as many of President Obama's climate actions as possible, including the Clean Power Plan, which underpins the U.S. pledge under the Paris Agreement to cut carbon emissions by about 27% by 2025. It's uncertain whether the U.S. will choose to keep that target or even stay in the agreement. So we may not always have Paris, an idea that upsets some on Boston Common.
If we pull out, I think we're crazy. We can't afford to pull out because we send such a message to all the countries that are actually in the Paris Climate Agreement.
But international opinion doesn't seem to govern rhetoric or actions in Washington, and it's one of the forces bringing people out onto the streets.
When you listen to the news from Washington, there's such a sense of powerlessness every day. You can't believe this, yet another assault. So I think events like this, they're really important in making you feel like, okay, maybe alone I don't have any power, but when I gather with my people, then I have some power.
With views like that widespread, the recent pattern of record-breaking marches and rallies seems set to continue. As one popular sign reads, the oceans are rising, and so are we.